poll, majority of Democrat voters may reconsider whom they support. By Hannah Blow on December 16, 2019. A vast majority, 76%, of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents may change their minds about whom they support in the 2020 Democrat primary. An NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll released Monday indicated. The survey, taken December 9 to 11, 2019, among 704 Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents, showed Biden leading the pack with 24% support and Sanders continuing to rise, finding 22% support, following his end-of-summer slump. This is reflected in the current Real Clear Politics average, which also shows the socialist senator in second place, although separated by Biden by a much wider margin, 7.9%. However, 76% of voters indicated they may change their minds on whom they currently support, suggesting the race is far from settled. So this is potentially a very fluid race. And it is why, despite Biden leading consistently in national polls, there has been so much movement in early state polls, NPR reports. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, followed with 17% support, followed by Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, with 13% support. No other candidate garnered double-digit support. Andrew Yang, D, led the lower tier of candidates with 5%, while Michael Bloomberg, D, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, all saw 4% support. The remaining candidates received one support or less. The margin of error is +/+5.4%, indicating that Biden and Sanders are in a statistical tie for first. Only 7 of the candidates qualified for the December 19 PBS NewsHour and Politico Democrat debate. The list includes all the top-tier candidates, Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Buttigieg, as well as Yang, Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer, D. Steyer garnered less than 1% support in the NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll. The survey also found that two-thirds of Democrat voters and Democrat-leaning independents are satisfied with the choices they have in the Democrat field, but whom they support is subject to change as the race progresses. "We're looking for late action because it's so fluid," Marist Institute for Public Opinion director Lee Meyringhoff said, according to NPR.